So welcome to this week's weekly inspiration about horses being the vehicle for oneness with all life. I'm Sandy Rakowitz with Linda Tellington Jones.
All right. So I want to just give you a little inspiration, this painting.
Yes.
That Sarah Miller gifted me with, that is so lovely, and it has spirals in it. Interesting. The spirals of tea touch, the 1 1/4 circle. And the inspiration for this came for, it was my first past life, or my first session, actually, with Chris Griscom at the Light Institute in Galisteo, New Mexico, 1984. And I lay down on the table, and Chris often uses what are called needles to the windows of the sky points, acupuncture needles, of course. And so I lay there having no idea what to expect, never having been on her table before. And since then, I've been for many years going. And so I just lay back. And fortunately, she had a tape running, or I could never have remembered this, of course. So what happened is, like, as soon as I closed my eyes, I saw with my closed eyes, my inner sight, this beautiful head of a beautiful white horse appeared there, big eyes. And just a very lovely presence. And as I experienced this feeling, this presence, it's as though I saw the eye, and the eye of the horse became my eye. And I started speaking for the horse. And this is what came through me. You seeth not what stands before the eyes. This is from the horse. You seeth not what stands before the eyes. It is time that you spoke for us. We need your voices. That means all of us who care and love animals, all animals, and in this case, horses. We take heart that many are awakening to our needs. We are united as one with you. We sing the songs of the spheres. We ground connect your beings into the earth. And through us, we connect you to the stars. You wonder why you feel good when you touch us. Lean into us. It is because we connect you to the stars, to the universe. See us, see us, see us. We sacrifice ourselves to your blindness and never give up hope that you will awaken and we will be released from our suffering. Our ancestors had more hope. And when I got this, I listened to it after, what I was realizing that the tendency has for many people is just to be there with the horse, to experience not this connection to the soul, not to experience this, but they were seen as transportation or packing or sport, but not necessarily see the gifts they bring to us. Some of you see the sunrise when you ride us and feel the trees, the voices, the whispering of the trees. But how many of you feel the stream of light that flows between us when we carry you on our backs? Our connections breathe life into your bodies. see us once again as brothers. We are here to serve as mirrors so that you, mankind, womankind, can find your way back to the stars, to that source, that divine source that serves for us all. Our molecular structure is one. Our molecular structure is one. The nucleus of the cell. We know we are all one. Know your power, mankind. When you see us as one with you, then you will know your strength. We love you all. We are one with you, as you are one with all beings. We are a vehicle for that knowingness of oneness. Hear ye the cry of the rooster. Mankind, you all, we all, must awaken. You can no longer sleep. And it is, I love that, this, it is this little call. It's a call to co-creating heaven on earth. And I would like to invite you this week to just think of any experiences that you have had in dreams about horses. And if you haven't, if you don't know horses, because many of you don't, then imagine what that would be like to connect with that Pegasus, that spirit of the horse coming from the sun. What would that be like? And for those of you who do know horses, sit with them and just feel your deep, breathe deeply. Sit around, sit in a stall if you're with horses. If you can't, imagine being actually somewhere out in nature, in the forest, somewhere with a horse or horses around you, and feel that connection. Feel the sunlight that comes through you when you ride or imagine riding on their backs, and feel that light that comes through you and connects you into the breath of Mother Earth, and journal it and share that, and trust what you intuitively get. Take yourself on this journey in this case and feel that connection to this oneness with all that is through the vehicle of the horse, the spirit of the horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.